With Montana News, I'm Corin Keats-Carney. The Badgerton Medicine area is 165,000 acres of U.S. Forest Service land adjacent to Glacier National Park and the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. A Louisiana town councilman who owns an energy company called Solenex has a lease to develop oil and gas here. He's now pressuring for permission to do exploratory work after decades of legal battles. But John Murray, the Blackfeet tribe's historic preservation officer, says this land is sacred. As he walks through tall, dry grass here, he refuses to give life to the idea that this land will be unearthed in search of natural gas. He says it's about protecting the history and future of their people.
Well, I don't think we're just going to turn the other cheek or roll over and play dead for a Louisiana town councilman. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. It's not an option. It won't happen.
The Badgerton Medicine is the site of many Blackfeet ceremonies. Mountains on the landscape are named after characters in their creation stories.
And this area, this landscape, this wild, this solitude, this inextricably inalienable relationship we have with the Badgerton Medicine would be destroyed if we came in here and started drilling and building pipelines, and roads, and bridges, electrical power lines. So that, you know, they would destroy that. For what?
An 1896 treaty with the U.S. government removed the Badgerton Medicine from the Blackfeet Reservation, making it part of the Lewis and Clark National Forest. Some members of the tribe say the land was signed over to the U.S. government under the assumption it was a lease for 99 years. Similar agreements had been made between the Blackfoot people and the U.S. government. As Murray leads the way on what is sometimes a path through young trees and sometimes an open field, he occasionally stops to catch his breath, saying people need to be more mindful of how they live and use land. The wind starts to blow as he overlooks a small valley and points across to a forested hill.
So we don't change our ways about that soon. We'll be looking for another planet. Little while is right up the top of that hill over there.
He's pointing at the land leased by Solenex. The Badgerton Medicine's northern border touches the Blackfeet Reservation. At a cafe in the reservation town of Browning, 28-year-old Kendall Edmo says she's just now starting to appreciate the significance of the land. She says the tribe is strong and resilient, but that drilling would be another great cultural loss for the Blackfeet.
And so I think if the Badgerton Medicine is drilled, you know, it would take a huge emotional toll on everyone here.
When Edmo was in school, she studied the Blackfoot language. She learned how to count to 10, recite basic colors, and say hello. Edmo didn't grow up around a lot of Blackfoot cultural teachings. She didn't go to ceremonies. She didn't know a lot about the cultural history of the Blackfeet.
There's a perspective out there, and I certainly held that belief before I started working, that culture wasn't as important as I thought it was, you know, today. And I would really like the younger generations in to know more about our culture, because it is important, and I just wish I would have known that at an earlier age.
Edmo says the Badgerton Medicine opened the door for her education in the culture of the Blackfeet. What's at stake if drilling is allowed in the Badgerton Medicine, she and tribal historian John Murray say, is a physical symbol of their struggle to keep Blackfoot culture in living memory. They don't want to lose what keeps their community bound together just when it's starting to come back to life.
Having a community, you know, you need a community, I think everyone does. They need a community to belong to, you know, as a support system, and to thrive and to grow as a human being. It's really important to have that community.
In the decades that span the land dispute and the Badgerton Medicine, John Murray says more young Blackfeet have come to that understanding.
But now you're starting to see this revival, this resurgence, or this renaissance, or the reflowering of the Blackfoot value and knowledge system, and you see it everywhere. You know, I mean, for me to live this long and to see that in kids, you know, that makes me happy. You know,
Murray was a young man when he joined the effort to keep drilling out of the Badgerton Medicine. He'll turn 69 on his next birthday. On Wednesday, the Federal Advisory Council on Historic Preservation is offering a public meeting in Shodo to take comments on the suspended permits to drill in the Badgerton Medicine. For more information on the Badger to Medicine oil and gas leases, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.